I'm delighted to say that we have got our culinary corner guest. We've got with us a rather frazzled Rosemary Schrager. Welcome to the show, Rosemary.
Thank you for having me on. Thank you.
You're having a bit of car trouble, I believe, today.
Oh, my goodness me, I can't believe it. I have broken down because, not because the car's broken down, it's because I put in diesel instead of petrol. Well, of course, it was ridiculous because I actually didn't even need any petrol because I was still half full. But I just saw a garage. I thought, well, I might as well just fill it up. And I just wasn't thinking.
Oh, bless you.
I'm so cross with myself.
You just want to reverse time, don't you? You just wish you hadn't have done it in the first place.
You do. You just want to go back. So anyway, never mind. So I'm here, so you can hear the those do flickers. I have to have them both on, you know, and so on. But never mind.
Okay.
Anyway, so that's what the noise is in the background, going on and off. The hazard lights.
Okay.
But anyway, it's lovely to be talking to you and fantastic. So, you know, I can be broken down and talking on this audio show.
You're a legend. Well, whilst you're waiting for the tow truck, I'll be very gentle with you, but I'll ask you a couple of questions, if that's okay.
Far away.
Okay, well, we will, of course, be talking about your latest book. But first of all, I just know that our listeners will want to hear a little bit about you. So how did you get into cooking?
Well, I mean, you know, for me, it just happened. It was a hobby. It was a hobby turned into a business because, I mean, I went to art college, but I wasn't very good at it. So I just did nothing but cook all the time. And, I mean, I'd be cooking at 3 o'clock in the morning. You know, I'd be like Julia on Julia. And so it was in me. I just loved it. And just basically, I left the interior design job I had in the city with the architects because I was more a technician than anything else, and I was so bored. I hated it so much. I thought, do you know, what would I do if I went into cooking? So I then started doing director's lunches, and then I realized actually I didn't know as much as I thought I knew. So of course, you know, and then it all started. So that's how it's actually started.
Wonderful. And how did the TV start? Because you do loads of TV now.
I do a lot of TV. Well, it's just TV. I mean, it just found me again. I didn't search for it. It found me. And I kept on being asked back to do things. And, I mean, there was a time where I did something on the TV. In fact, it was more or less the first thing I ever did. I swore I'd never do TV again because everything went wrong. I mean, it wasn't very funny. I was laughing. I think I had to say to the camera, I can cook. But all in all, it was great fun, and I did enjoy it, and, you know, I did go back to it, and then I did food and drink, and then I carried on, and there it is. That's the rest is history.
Yeah.
But I must say, I've been very lucky because I have really worked every year, most of the years, in TV in some way or another. I've actually called it, because my day job is, you know, cooking, I actually call it throp on the coffee. It's what I love most of all. It's demonstrating being in front of a camera because I'm a natural performer.
You don't
I
say.
I love performing. So I get, and I just perform, and I love it. I love it, but I love cooking. You see, I just love cooking so much. Yeah.
Well, I tell you what I loved you in. We were chatting to Limahl the other day. We interviewed Limahl, and he said that he entered the I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here jungle with you, and I remember it, and it was hilarious.
It was hilarious, actually. And to be honest with you, with me and him, I was determined that night when we stayed that he shouldn't go because he wanted to leave through the night.
Oh.
And I wouldn't let him go. You cannot go into the camp without taking, for instance, like a bottle of wine or a bunch of flowers. For us, it was actually giving them tea. So I said, we've got to let them have the tea and just put up with it. So I made him give me singing lessons during the evening. It was very funny. poor guy. He hated it. But it was very funny. It was very funny.
Was that tough? Was that tough living in the jungle?
Oh, yes, it was tough because for me, I'd never camped anywhere in my life. But it was the sort of, camping's uncomfortable. You know, I'm not a person to be uncomfortable. And, you know, I think it's dangerous. Camping's dangerous for me anyway. Oh, lots of people love it. My children love camping. So many people I know love camping. But you give me a 4-star hotel.
I'm with you on that, Rosemary.
Nice, lovely.
Yes, camping's not for me either. So your latest book is Rosemary Schrager's Cookery Course, 150 Tried and Tested Recipes to Be a Better Cook.
Absolutely.
There's lots in there, but there's a couple of things that stood out to me. And one of the things that a couple of my colleagues, Bill and Steph, talk about a lot is how to poach a perfect egg. How do you poach your eggs, Rosemary?
Well, I poach them. What I do is I actually get a frying pan full of water, a sort of soaked egg pan with water. Then I crack the egg. This is if I want egg on toast. There's two different ways I do it. One, egg on toast. This is how I do it. I crack the egg. Now, you must never have your water boiling, ever. It must only be just simmering. And then you break your egg into it, just simmering. And then when you put it in, or put two eggs in, how many you have it, you then take your spatula and just slightly lift it off the bottom. And it will never, ever, ever stick again on the bottom.
Oh.
And then you have the most perfect poached egg. Or if you want it with asparagus in a salad, all you do is put it into a large saucepan of water, put the minuscule bit of vinegar in, I mean literally half a teaspoon.
Yeah.
And then you just get a Voltex and you put your egg into the Voltex and it goes in on itself. So you just basically cover itself with the egg white. So you cover the albumen, the egg yolk, so it becomes like a ball. And that's how you do that one. So you put those into salads more. And it's great. So that's how I do my two types of eggs.
Perfect. Thank you very much. Top tip there.
Was that a top tip? Now, the other thing with poached eggs is actually the most important thing. Is you get yourself your spatula to take it off. You have a cloth in your hand. You then put your spatula on top of your cloth so all the water comes off.
Ah.
There is nothing worse
than a watery egg.
Watery toast.
I agree. Nothing worse than watery toast. Well, there's obviously loads and loads in the book. You can teach us how to make the creamiest bechamel sauce, to knead a light and fluffy white loaf, bake a warming chicken and potato pie from scratch. It all sounds wonderful. And I'm guessing there's lots of lovely photography in there as well.
Yes, there's lots of photography with the food. I always like to see the pictures with the food. We obviously couldn't do every recipe because it's expensive to produce photographs. But I'm really pleased with this book. I think it's one of my favourite books, to be honest with you. I love this book. And it's just got all my favourite things in it. I absolutely adore it. I've basically gone for it. It's lovely.
Wonderful.
So I'm very, very happy with it. And I'm very happy with all the, because it's just been lovely reprinted, as you know. So it's just come out because they went. And now, of course, we had to have more. And it's so lovely. So please, everybody. And it's got the most wonderful fisherman stew. Now, I send this to you because, Are you in Spain?
We are. We're in Spain. We're not far from Marbella.
Well, there you go. You'll have the most incredible fish down there. So, yeah, I thought it would be wonderful. So it's almost like a cataplana type thing, but it's my version of one in a big casserole dish, and it's utterly delicious. I love it.
Great stuff. Well, presumably that's in the book, in your new book.
That's in the book. That's in the book. And everybody go for it. And, you know, I'm into squid and mussels and all the usual bits. But the thing about this is you don't have to do what's in the book. You could just get your own fish. Doesn't matter what fish, if you follow the recipe and just choose your own different types of fish, that's what it's all about. That's what cooking is all about. Wherever you are, you get what's available for
yeah,
you.
Yeah,
and you... sometimes it can be even nicer. It can be even nicer.
Great
so, you
stuff.
Know, I do think it's lovely. Yeah, it is great, actually. It is great. But so please do go and get that book. It will be, it's a really lovely book to have, you know, and I'm proud of it, actually.
Oh, quite right. Really quite am. Right, too.
Yeah.
And we are, of course, selling it on our website, tre.radio. It's called Rosemary Schrager's Cookery Course, 150 tried and tested recipes to be a better cook by, of course, Rosemary Schrager. What's your website, Rosemary, before I let you go?
Yes, no, they haven't come here yet. Sorry, what were you saying?
Do you have a website? I'm sure you do.
Yes, I do, yes. Now, what's happened is the website is new and it's just coming up now. It's being put up next week, I think.
Oh.
And please do it on my website. It's basically going to be up next week and I'm doing loads of different things on. Loads and loads. You can join. I'm starting a book, a cookery club, master classes. I'm doing everything. Absolutely. You name it, I'm doing it.
You never stop.
No, I don't stop. And I have to tell you, you've got the new program starting on ITV, don't forget, which is the Cooking with the Stars. That's coming. That's starting with on the 13th of July, I think.
Okay, brilliant. So make a note of that.
Cooking with the Stars. ITV, yeah, Cooking with the Stars. It's got all sorts of lovely people like Johnny Vegas, Denise Van Alten, Brief Jones. Oh, gosh, loads. You'll know them all. Loads of people.
Marvellous.
It's quite fun. It really is.
Marvellous.
And then next year, yes, I'm bringing out my first murder mystery novel.
Oh, I say, are you really?
Yeah, and it's all to do with food.
That's incredible. I wondered if it would be. Listen, Rosemary, it's been a delight chatting to you. Good luck with your car. Please stay safe and get yourself back home all right.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank
you. I don't know
you.
What's coming out to give you, but it's fine. Okay,
all
thank
right.
you for having
Take
me.
Take care. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.